Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jake was great yesterday. The guy gets hosed every 5 days, or in this case, every 7 days.
The guy can't
give
up a run. I mean, the guy makes one bad pitch to, of all people, Lewis Brinson, and that's the game. Yeah. That's it.
And for whatever reason, in 7 innings, 2 runs is a really good performance, and his ERA is 1.71. But for whatever reason, the Marlins have had more success against him than just about any team in baseball this year, which is not saying anything because no one's had success against him. He's made 4 starts against the Marlins, and he has a 3 ERA, and he has 2 losses. He hasn't been bad, but a 3 ERA for DeGrom in a year in which his ERA is 1.7 is high. But keep this in mind about Jake, and I don't know if voters are going to look at this. I don't know what the hell they look at. Against teams above 500, the good teams, he's 6-4 with a 1.47 ERA. Against teams under 500, he's 2-5 with a 2.24 ERA.
Look, 2.24. Look, the bottom line is this, okay? And you know, I mean, to me, as an old school guy, wins mean something. But if you're gonna throw, if you just throw that stat out, okay? If you totally don't put any stock in that, I don't see how he doesn't win. I don't see how he doesn't win the award. To be honest with you,
I mean, every ERA he has a significant lead.
Right?
Every other category is close.
Right. Scherzer has more innings pitched. Right.
Very close, though.
Right. More strikeouts. Right.
Yeah, he's got the strikeouts. Max has an edge on the innings pitched. Max has an edge on the WHIP. Jake and Nola are basically tied. Scherzer has an edge on. But here's the thing about Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer gives up a ton of home runs. Jacob DeGrom does not give up a ton of home runs. It really all depends on what you look at. But Scherzer's made 1 more start than Jake, and he's thrown 7 2/3 more innings.
Right.
So, essentially, the innings are almost the same. Remember, Jake missed a start earlier this year, and he had that dopey 1-inning start.
See, knowing the baseball writers who vote for this, I think he's going to win it based on the fact that, it's now all about, like, the modern, you know, it's all about the sabermetric stuff, and wins don't mean a thing, and that's why I think he's going to win it.
Well, and he's been better.
Well, you know, I'm saying, right. Yeah. He's been right there.
I mean, I've watched a lot of Max Scherzer. I've watched a lot of Aaron Nola. Not every start. I'd be lying if I said I have. But I've watched a lot of them, and they both have had really, really good seasons.
Yeah.
I can't take anything away from them. Jake's been better.
That's been better.
It's just simple.
No, he's been great.
And
it's so sickening, though, watching it. How about putting on the guy's pitching? How about throwing him, like, 4 runs in the first inning?
Wouldn't that be nice?
I mean, come on.
It's become almost comical with him.
It's a joke.
It's become comical. And you know what's funny about Jacob DeGrom? When his career is over, and I don't know what it's going to look like. Hopefully he's healthy and he's with the Mets for 15 years. You are going to look at wins. You know what I mean? Like, that's still something people look at when careers are over. Hey, he ended up with 170 wins, 200 wins. And last year, a year in which he was okay. He was good last year.
That's how 15.
He won 15 games.
Right, I know.
He had a 3.5 ERA.
Right.
He wasn't bad last year.
Well, look at Syndergaard. Syndergaard might wind up winning 15 games.
I know.
His ERA is that, right? 3.33 and 3.4.
It's kind of infuriating that it's happening.
Well.
And Todd Frazier, I think Todd Frazier has a little phony in him. Just a little bit. I think he's got some phony in him.
Okay.
He gets ejected from the game.
Right, I know.
So after the game.
The ball's in strike now.
Right. After the game, he's killing the home plate umpire. Look, he missed a few calls. I didn't even need to see the replay. Missed a few calls. But then he cites DeGrom's pursuit of the Cy Young as a part of why he was frustrated. Because he's really trying to help out Jake.
Yeah.
Well, Todd.
How about getting a hit?
Yeah. How about you guys, instead of saying stuff, actually do something?
Right.
Because I've said this so many times, the New York Mets play baseball around Jacob DeGrom as if they hate his guts.
Yeah.
That's how they play baseball.
No, it's not wrong.
Jose Bautista, when he was here, was dropping fly balls. Just dropping them. I can't catch it right field. The offense can't get a hit. They can't score many runs. They play baseball as if they hate him. They play baseball as if they don't like Jacob DeGrom. That infuriates me as a fan. Because there's really nothing left to be passionate about this season. It's a disastrous season.
Right,
but there is one other big Mets story that we have to address right now.
Jay Horowitz. Now he's not going to be the PR guy anymore?
No. He's moving on
legends,
to...
Legends, he's going to, like the former Mets, he's going to deal with that?
Yeah, we can't use the word legends. We'll go with alumni. I mean, legends. But...
Why can't we use legend?
Who's a legend?
Well, Piazza.
Okay, that's one.
Seaver.
Seaver and Piazza.
Okay.
That's
I would say Doc and Darryl are legends. Keith Hernandez, not a legend?
I don't know. We're throwing around the word legend
all
a lot.
Right, okay.
Now. They're very good players.
Right, well,
I don't want to knock
them. I'll leave that out.
Yeah, but whatever.
So we, just, got, so, we got, so we can say we got two legends.
Yes. I don't know.
The alumni. You're an alumni.
I don't know who's a legend.
Right.
Seaver is the only one who I can say 100% is a legend.
Okay.
Piazza has some legendary moments, and he was a very, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
But whatever.
Right.
I just hope Jay's doing this on his own. I hope he's not being forced out because, you know, we've had our ups and downs with Jay.
Right.
But overall, and he reinforced this recently to me, he said, look, you guys think I hate you? Mm. I don't hate you.
Well, specifically
I love you.
Me.
That's right.
Not necessarily specifically me.
Yes, specifically you. He thinks you hate him. Oh, no. He thinks you think he hate him, hates you.
Yes.
And he clarified.
I agree with, yes.
That's not the case.
Okay.
He's not the reason we haven't had a met on in 17
years.
No,
it's not his fault. I understand that.
But I congratulate him. I just hope that it was his decision. I hope he's not being forced out.
Yeah, I hope not.
Let's he's a good dude. And he's been around for a very long time with that organization.
It's like hard pressed. Who was the PR director before him? I have no idea.
It's a trivia question.
Right.
Who knows?
39 years, all right? 39 years.
Yeah. I think he's been doing it for a very, very long time. Yeah. So I know they're having a big press conference later today. Should I stop by and hand him something? Because I'm going to the Met game today.
Yeah,
give him a present.
Go say hello.
Buy him something.
And say all the love to him.
All the love, Jay.
There you go.
Someday we'll get a Met on.
Yeah. Here's what you do when you go tell him, say, look, with the alumni deal, get me some statues.
That's true. Does he have any power over that?
Why not? I mean, he's going to be the alumni. Let's go. Where's the Seaver statue? Can we get that already?
Get it done. Meanwhile, speaking of statues, the Eagles already built a statue of Nick Foles.
I saw that.
Did you see
that? I did. They showed it on a Thursday night.
Philly call, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We'll talk to a legend.
Our football team can't have statues because we don't have our own stadium.
That's right. Can't have that.
I don't want to hear it. I don't care how green they make that place. It'll never be our own stadium.
It'll only be their own stadium as if it's on Long Island or Queens.
Right.
That's it.
Or if there's nobody else but them playing in it.
That would be nice.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.